Sitting comfortably erect, just take this time to notice what your experience is, being here and now. Tonight's meditation is going to focus on the topic for tonight's talk, which is the universal mind conditioners. So I'm going to invite you to pay attention to different aspects of your immediate experience. See if you can bring some awareness to these phenomena. The first focus is simply on contact. Contact simply means that some particular stimulus is triggered. The sound waves that constitute my voice. See if you can notice as quickly as possible the very beginning of the sound as a sound. Also, the sensation associated with breathing. The very first moment that you're aware of it. This is contact. Now, be aware of the immediate affective response, the feeling tone, whatever you might be experiencing. Is the feeling tone pleasant or unpleasant or simply neutral? It's hard to notice a neutral feeling tone. You notice it by internal calmness, non-reactivity. As soon as you notice some kind of impulsive emotional reactivity or some tension in the body, that's feeling. Now, along with contact and feeling, comes perception. When you hear my voice, see if you can notice how the mind zooms in on that and other experiences, thoughts, other sensations seem to diminish, and the mind becomes more actively engaged in making meaning out of the sounds of my voice. That's perception. With that perceptual process comes attention. There are many aspects of our experience that are either in peripheral awareness or we're unaware of them. They're in the subconscious. But as soon as we're aware of it, directly. That's the function of attention. Presently aware in a focused way. Along with contact and feeling and perception and attention comes a certain kind of intentionality. Intention is an essential part of all experience. Intention organizes these other factors, coordinates them. And this is what brings experience to attention. When you focus on the in-breath, that requires an intention. That intention is wise, it's beneficial. When your focus shifts away from the breath. That also involves an intention. And when you pay attention to that, it's just a phenomena. And then you go back to the breath. That's also benevolent. But when that intention is enchanted or captured by a distraction, that brings distress and confusion. Another consideration is concentration. The degree to which these factors are unified, feeling, perception, contact, intention, and attention are all stabilized, even if it's just for a moment. But when you stay with the breath for several cycles of breathing in and breathing out, this stability, this unification is more noticeable. Accompanying all of these conditioning factors is vitality, aliveness. It's the basic quality of all sentient beings. That underlies feeling, perception, contact, intention, concentration, and attention. You might notice this vitality as a certain kind of vividness or flow to your experience. Very subtle, but it's with us every moment of life. All these factors, feeling, perception, contact, intention, concentration, vitality, and attention, are instinctual. Paying attention to them in a particular kind of way is what constitutes mindfulness. And all the other conditioning factors emerge out of these basic elements. What's the feeling tone of this moment? Pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? See if you can notice the initial contact of air as it enters the nostrils. Attention is always available. It's always there. What's the characteristic of that attention now? Is it scattered, shifting from one focus to another? Or is it stable and persistent? Is the attention weak, or is it very strong and demanding? See if you can notice how each moment of focused attention is organized by an intention, a volition, an orientation of focused attention. Is that orientation contained by a pleasant feeling or an unpleasant feeling? every physical sensation is organized around intention. Perception is organized around intention. So is feeling. The same is true for thoughts. See if you can notice those characteristics of thoughts. They're also phenomena of nature, not separate from nature. Stay with the process. You can practice with any of these factors or just pick one of them and stay with it. Feeling, perception, contact, intention, concentration, vitality, or attention. thank you for your practice and wish you well.